If you could do one thing for the next 30 days in your marriage that would make the single biggest difference in your relationship, what would that one thing be? And the answer shouldn't be, I'm going to leave home for 30 days. And I chuckle because sometimes that's the way we deal with problems. We escape, we bury ourselves, we deny it, we complain, we blame. And here's a reality. If you want your marriage to work in 30 days, I have seen this done in 30 days or less, you can turn that marriage around and the intimacy level will go up, your relationship will improve, and things will be better. And we're going to help you with some stories today of people from all around the country, part of our intentional living community of listeners and those who are enjoying the ministry, to share some of the one things that they have done out of the problems and challenges in their own relationship. And so if you want to share with us today, I'll give you a phone number in a moment. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living from our Intentional Living Studios, part of Intentional Life Media, along with Jennifer and Stephen and the rest of our Intentional Living family here. We have one goal, and that's to help you experience your life the way God intended, your marriage in this case. And here's a fact. If you want to experience your marriage the way God intended, I think it makes sense to say that we have to live our marriage the way God intended. And that's really what we're talking about today. So if you want to join in with a comment on our storyline with your one thing, you can do so at 888-888-1717. Let's go to Pennsylvania first. Tim, what's your one thing? Are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you for your call. Go right ahead. What's your one thing?
Well, my one thing is just realizing that every single day counts and every single day matters, and you have to take it as seriously as that, be intentional about it. After 33 years of marriage, we just recently found my wife was diagnosed with cancer, and that realization has made a dramatic difference in our relationship.
Mm. And in what ways?
Just like you don't get to take anything for granted. You never know. And so just knowing that today, making today special, making today intentional, not taking things for granted, all of those kind of things all of a sudden seem to have so much weight and purpose behind them. And the beauty of them and the importance of them is demonstrated itself to be productive, fruitful.
Mm. How long have you been married, Tim, did you say?
33 years.
33 years. All right. Being aware of every day is special. It's a gift. It really is. You know, when you think about the power of one thing, and when you think about the power of really living our lives intentionally, it comes back to this simple formula. Living our lives every day the way God intended, and things are going to be better. There's going to be less regret. There's going to be more closeness and connection in your marriage. That's for sure. All right. Melissa, you're next in New Mexico. Go right ahead. What's your one thing?
The Lord gave me to work towards a common goal with my husband, whether it be a ministry or home improvement, just something that we could do together. We would have different opinions about something, but yet learn to work together through the problems. And so that's really helped me the last couple of years. We've been together 20 years and just working together towards a common goal and always trying to think of the next thing. Yeah, just appreciating each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you do that, that's transformational for sure. All right, let's take a quick break. You're welcome to share your story at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, you know what? Today, here we are at the end of this month. It's been a really special month, and I want to thank each of you for your prayers, for your support, for standing with us. And as we wrap up this month of March, Intentional Living has one goal, and that goal is to help you experience life the way God intended. And that starts with having a personal relationship with your Creator, with the Lord Jesus, who came, gave His life, died for you. As a result of that, you have eternal life if you know Him. That's the most intentional thing you can do. And there are men and women around the country who have been so faithful. People in Detroit, Michigan, people in Phoenix, Arizona, folks in Florida and California, people in New Mexico and Arizona, who are praying for you today. They want the best for you today. And they have stepped up and said, we want to help support this mission and this ministry to reach more people. And as we close out this month of March, I just want to thank, first of all, thank those of you who are giving every month, because we're listener supported, praying for us. Those of you who have generously shared additional gifts to help us throughout the year, we appreciate it. And here on this eve of the start of a new month, I want to say thanks for your support and let you know that your gift today will help me and the rest of this team get the word out in Jesus' name through your support to reach more people, to strengthen homes, families, young people coming to Christ. And I just need to share with you that as we wrap up this month, I'm aware of the fact that we are behind where we need to be in support. And I just want to ask you if you would be willing today maybe to give an additional gift just to share with us today to help us, that would be so appreciated. We're going into a special month in April, and what happens between now and the end of April is going to make a huge difference in progressing the ministry of Intentional Living. So I ask you to pray about and then join us today. How do I do that? Simply, you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate, that little donate icon. And we'll be watching for you, and I'd love to be able to mention you, your name on the air to say thank you for joining others around your community and around the country in supporting the ministry. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, my name's Cody, and I've separated from my wife for 8 months. Intentional Living has really given me a lot of hope that we'll be back together. My faith in Christ, my walk with Christ is just unbelievable, and I really want to thank you guys for everything you've done. Just ask the people pray for our marriage. Thanks.
All right, we're talking about married. Let's go. Amy is in Arizona. Hi, Amy. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. So my husband and I have been married over 40 years. And when we were still dating, we sat down with each other. We told each other what it was about our previous relationships that went bad and why, and how we expected to be treated and how we expected to treat the other person. Excuse me. Also, when we get angry, rather than saying things that we shouldn't say or saying hurtful things or whatever, we just be quiet. We let the mad get over with. And then when we're calm, cool, and collected, then we can go back and revisit the situation and why we were arguing and be able to talk about it instead of talk about it and yell about it and scream about it and say things we don't want to. So, and those have been two very important things in I think, in our marriage.
Okay, tell me a little bit about when you guys were dating, you just laid out your story, your history.
We did. We told each other what went wrong with the previous relationship that we had had, and how we expected to be treated and how we expected the other person to treat us. And I mean, I think that that was probably the number one thing. And we, when we did this, you know, we cried together over our previous relationships and their failures and how it hurt the other person, and kind of got to see what the what my husband's, you know, feelings were and what really hurt him. And it's, I mean, I think it was a very, very important thing. Yeah. And I tell everybody that I know, couples, people, kids that are dating, our own kids, about what we did in the beginning. And I just think it's something that everybody should do.
Yeah, that's good. I'll tell you what, today we're really focusing on you all sharing one thing in your marriage that's helping you, maybe coming out of pain, loss, grief, difficulty, that has helped you, because somebody, maybe a next door neighbor, someone listening, driving down the road in Phoenix on I-10 today, or somewhere around the country from coast to coast, needs to be encouraged that their marriage can work. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to Terry Hingon. We're going to get to you in just a moment. I want to hear your one thing. After that, I'm going to come back and I'm going to share three ingredients that are absolutely necessary if you want to have the kind of marriage relationship that can last for 50 years. And it's really going to be more of a diagnostic process to say, hey, there's where our problem is. Maybe to put your finger on it to say, there's something we can work on. Because just worrying about or being concerned about a marriage doesn't make it better. Being intentional does. And I'm going to give you the three things that we have seen in years of working with people here through Intentional Living that are essential to a strong relationship. And we'll get to those in a moment. All right. First, though, let's go to Georgia. Terry, welcome to the show. What's your one thing?
One thing for us is communication. We've been married for 47 years, and we make time every day to just sit down and communicate, talk to each other about our day. During the day, we make a list of what we call couch talk. And so when I get home, I'm actually on my way home now. And when I get there, we'll sit down on the couch and my wife will talk to me about her day and items of couch talk. And I'll tell her things about my day. And we've just always communicated. It may turn into family discussions or financial discussions or whatever, but every day we make time for each other to just sit and talk.
So what do you do when those difficult topics come up?
We sit and talk. And, you know, until we can come up with a solution, or we just pray. You know, a lot of the difficult topics come up. The only option that we have to do is to pray together and say, God, we're going to lay it in your hands and let you take care of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Hi.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. You know, we're talking about the power of one thing in marriage. And there are three ingredients to a strong relationship. This is true in any important relationship, marriage being at the top of the list, of course, humanly speaking. Let me just share with you these three things. First of all, is the glue that holds a relationship together, holds a marriage together, is commitment and agreement. Now, we make a commitment when we get married, right? I commit to you until death do us part. Now, the question is, how do we do that? I mean, because there's so many things that can get in the way. When we make a commitment, we follow through. And if we made a commitment to be faithful to our spouse, we're faithful to our spouse. If that's an issue, you got to deal with that. And then the agreement part, you know, the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? The glue that holds a marriage together is commitment and agreement. Agreement may mean that we agree to disagree, but we have to have some agreement, because a marriage that's built on disagreeing all the time about money, about kids, about sex, about in-laws, is going to wear you guys out, and you're going to eventually say, I'm out of here. Agreement is important. And just a little side note, that could be why God says, don't be unequally yoked together with a non-believer. Because there's a sense of at least an agreement here on our faith, therefore we can be intentional on the things that matter most. I've never felt that God put that in the Bible, because he's a meanie to those who are not Christians. In fact, he loves everybody. But in his great wisdom, he knows that if you're going to be living together with someone, having kids together, raising kids, and living a lifetime, you have to have an agreement in things. So maybe that's a point where you have to work on that. Number two, and I call that the glue that holds a marriage together. Then every marriage has to have the water to refresh itself. We got to have water. Here in the desert where we all live, with summer coming up, we drink a lot of water. And it's refreshing. And I like mine a little cool, a little bit of ice in there, you know, to make it cool, because we need that refreshing. Some people jump into a cool or semi-cool pool to feel refreshed. But we need the water that refreshes, and the water that refreshes in a marriage is love and respect. Now, you can read about what love is. Love is an action, by the way. It's not just a feeling, as is respect. Now, I think respect sometimes is more difficult than love. I can, quote, love a person. I can behave in love with a person. But boy, respect is something that takes a little time to earn, doesn't it? And so if respect isn't going on in your marriage, ask yourself, how are you contributing to a lack of respect? Because the Bible says, Peter says to us clearly, that we're to respect everyone. I mean, it's something we're commanded to do, which can be hard in a marriage sometimes. Maybe that's a thing we need to work on, building respect and being more respectable. And then number three, we're talking about the glue, the water, and I call this the fuel that energizes a marriage. And I really believe this. You want to have a fuel that energizes you from being stuck. Set some goals and take some daily action. We're going to get out of debt together. We're going to serve God together. We're going to raise these kids together. I don't know what those goals are, short term, long term, and then every day working on them and celebrating those small successes. Just like every sports team loves to win, they set goals. It's more fun to win than lose, right? So the glue, commitment and agreement, the water that refreshes love and respect, and the fuel that energizes is setting goals and then taking daily action. That's really important. Shelley, it looks like you want to add to that. You got your own kind of 1, 2, 3, 4. I think you call them the four L's of one thing. What are those?
Well, my husband and I have been married for 35 years, and like everybody else, we went through a rough spot. And I have just implemented these four L's: listen, love, look, and laugh. The listen is to listen for what he's really saying. The look is to look for the things that are good and praiseworthy. And the love is to speak his love language. And the laugh is just to make everything easier and laugh at yourself.
Yeah, we can take life a little too serious at times, can we?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and it can really add up.
Yeah.
What difference has this made doing this in your marriage? Have you seen some difference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love my husband. My husband and I are the most in love we've ever been, and he is just the best. And when I listen, because I'm more outgoing, he's more quiet, so I have to intentionally listen and speak his love language, he just blooms. I mean, it just makes life so much easier for him to know somebody's actually listening.
Because ultimately, when you think about it, if you take any formula, any of us, you know, you've been through math and calculus and algebra and so on in college or school, you know, when you got a formula like expectations minus reality equals disappointment, the only way you can change the answer here is to change one of these two things. Right? You can either change reality or you can change your expectation. Those are the only two things you can do to deal with disappointment. And sometimes we can't do that. Sometimes we can't change reality. Reality is what it is. but we can change our expectations. And sometimes we need to change reality because the expectations are legitimate.
All right, there's a whole message there that we have in our conferences and on the radio, of course, in the writing about the power of expectations. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month that we've had as a featured lesson for the month of March. And here at the very end of the month, I want to say, I just need to say thank you to each of you who have been so faithful in continuing your monthly support, a part of the ministry, many of you in your auto giving through debit or credit. Thank you for doing that. It goes right back into the ministry, part of Intentional Life Media that helps us reach more people for Christ, people coming to Christ, homes being strengthened. Thank you for being a part of this. You hear the stories. There's someone right there in your community, in your town, that's been impacted because of your support. It could be someone you don't know just down the street or someone in your church that's listening and been impacted as a result of your faithfulness and your support. And here at the end of March, again, I just want to say thank you for your support and ask you to join us because we need your help as we close out this month. What happens today will help set the course for the next month. An additional gift, single gift, joining us monthly. Can I challenge some leaders today? Maybe God's blessed you and you could give that special gift to help us. You know, here at tax season, maybe you're thinking about, some of you have your required minimum distributions, and you know what that's about from investments and so on. That might be an opportunity, talking to your tax advisor, but help us continue to reach more people today. I invite you to do that. You can call us during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support.
Well, number one, it's putting God in your marriage first. It's praying together. It's reading the Bible together. It's having trust in your partner, loyalty, integrity. The biggest factor is forgiveness in a marriage. Mm-hmm. We've been married 26 years. It's not been perfect. It's been a roller coaster ride of children having problems. We've dealt with pornography, infidelity in our marriage. Right now, he's battling a dementia and is in a nursing home for long term. And it's just being there for him and to love one another regardless of your situation and just have your faith in the Lord that he's got your back, that he won't leave you nor forsake you. If you love one another and you base your marriage on God, then he will see you through it.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about challenges in your marriage today, making a commitment. Wow. All right, Cindy, you're next. Tell us, what's your one thing?
The thing I've done just this week, just 3 days ago, things didn't seem quite right. And we've been married almost 50 years. It'll be 50 years next year. And we've had a lot of, as you say, living, a lot of things going on. I prayed about it, and the Lord gave me never go back. No more talking about the past. And it really has worked like a miracle. It really has. It really, really has. And from that minute, I told my husband what I did. And he, of course, said, wonderful, because we both have been doing it. So it's just worked wonderful. We've had a lot of different things in our marriage in the 49 years. And we have gone back. We bring it up quite often. And that was the key right there. Quit going back. So now I've caught myself about 10 times and I'll say something, something will come out and I'll say, no, we're not doing that. Because really all it is putting each other down. You're bringing up the old past and we weren't as mature as we are now. We're not as old as we are now. Of course, everything was different. And we do not get to talk. If we open our mouth, it has to be the present. Or, like my husband said, a nice thing of the past we can talk about, because those are memories. Everybody wants to talk about memories, especially after 50 years. So if it's a nice memory, we get to talk about. Other than that, we don't go back.
Let me just add to that. I think many times when we see grumpy old people, that's what we call those who get old and grumpy, right? I think a lot of that is due to
Well, just getting old, and there can be pain and weakness and all that, and regrets and all the things that can create that. But I think a lot of it has to do with the things that we carry. We bring unforgiveness and we bring that regret and the should haves and could haves into the present, and the things that in the past that were damaging. And to be able to make a decision to know that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we can begin today in our marriage on a new path. Wow. All right. I think we have time for one thing in marriage before we wrap it up here. And let's go to Heidi in Arizona. What's your one thing, Heidi?
My husband and I just celebrated 29 years yesterday, and we're doing great. Thank you. But our first year of marriage, we pretty much fought like cats and dogs. And I remember one of our pastors telling us that we needed to set up some fair rules for fighting. And we really haven't fought as much since, I think, because it took a lot of the steam out of it and you could have more rational discussions when you put certain things out off the table. So for us, those things were, you know, I would have nagged and yelled until he finally had to run away. And then I would be angry that he left. And he was allowed to retreat to another room in the house, but wasn't allowed to leave the house. That was a good one. I wasn't allowed to follow after him and take hinges off the doors. never actually did that, but that was kind of our funny way of saying it, you know, that he could retreat and come back to it later, and I would let him. And then we couldn't get historical, so kind of like Carmen said, you couldn't bring up the past. You had to fight about what you were fighting about now, and you couldn't call each other names or stoop to anything like that. So, you know, they're silly things when you talk about it, but they really do take the steam and the pain out of a lot of conversations. It really leaves you just talking about what it is you're talking about. And that doesn't tend to lend toward fighting.
Yeah, that's true. Great way to wrap it up today. Thank you. So many of you are participating in the ministry, thousands every year that we get to talk to on the air. And I would invite you to be one of the few, because it's always a subset of the total amount of people being ministered to that step up and say, hey, I want to be a part of making it continue. I want to be a part of the inner circle of those who are supporting the ministry with Randy and the team here at Intentional Living. And here on this final day of March, this would be a great day to do that. Can I ask you to step up and share the most generous gift you could? We have a very special campaign coming up later this week, and we'll be talking about it later in the week, and you can help us get a great start. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, the Ministry of Intentional Life Media.